You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hola, ¿qué tal? What's up, everybody? Hope you are well. I'm Will Selva. This is the El Huddle podcast alongside my hermana, my prima hermana, MJ Caso Ruiz. Woo. And MJ, we love this journey that these prospects take because we like to think that we're the one of the starting points for them, at least, along their journey. And then when you see that they make it into the league, it's a thrill for us and certainly a thrill to have not just an offensive lineman. This is a beast that we have. And I say beast in a good way. This person mauls. He's 6'6". Okay. He's the offensive lineman for the Pitt Panthers. Matt Gonsalves. He's joined us here on the El Huddle podcast. Matt, what's going on, man?
Not much. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, this is fantastic. Great having you. Yeah, this is great having you. And we know we're talking to you as we're recording this. You are getting ready for your pro day. How are we feeling about it?
I feel good. You know, I wasn't able to perform at the combine. And, you know, I was coming off an injury of my plantar plate in my toe. So, you know, it's been a long rehab process over the 4, 5 to 6 months. And right now, you know, I'm not trying to go out there and break records, but, you know, I feel that, you know, I could show teams that, I'm ready to go. My toe is back to normal and, you know, things like that. I feel really good about it.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about the resilience, right? I think we talk a lot about like the mental aspects of not just preparing to enter the league, but combine. You were still there, even though you couldn't physically participate, getting ready for pro days. It is a lot to not just carry and balance, but also navigate through. And for you, also navigating through an injury, how has that been like for you? And what have you learned even about yourself through this process?
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, you know, not being able to play for the first time in 4 or 5 years at the University of Pittsburgh, it really taught me how much I love football and how much I need it in my everyday life. You know, seeing my teammates go out there and play week to week and not being able to go out there and battle with them, you know, it really affected me. But, you know, it kind of taught me how to be a leader off the field as well. You know, there's been a lot of young guys that had to jump in for the University of Pittsburgh at offensive line. So just trying to teach them and mentor them and, you know, just be a leader off the field as well. But I'd say the one thing that it really taught me is how much I love this game of football and, you know, how much I need it in my life.
It's not an easy journey, and we know that you, I believe, had played in 3 games and then the injury had happened. And when you have an injury like that, you can't be quite the same way with your teammates. And you mentioned you have some good days and you have some bad days. Like, sure, for those bad days, how were you able to get out of it where you were saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to get up and I am going to get after it because that's what I need to do. How were you able to overcome the feeling of, this is not going to be easy because I want to be out on the field?
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of ways that I could, you know, kind of get up and get out and do what I needed to do besides playing football. And one of them was the weight room. I mean, coming off a rehab and stuff like that, not being able to practice. You know, I knew that my upper body needed a little bit of strength to it. And same with my lower body, you know, doing what I can there. But, you know, just utilizing the weight room, utilizing the weight coaches. And, you know, I think another thing that brightened my day was, you know, I had some teammates that were, you know, in therapy with me, using them, you know, to get by every single day. And, you know, they motivated me. And some of my coaches told me that, you know, you got a long road ahead of you. So I think everybody around the University of Pittsburgh in their facility really helped me out. But I'd say the weights and, you know, the people around me really drove me to, you know, do more than what I do on the field.
Oh, the brotherhood, the connection, the community.
It's like, all
that's
about
such a huge part. And I love that we're going from this heartwarming moment to you really getting after it when you are on the field, because we were told that one of your favorite things specifically about run blocking is, quote, putting someone into the dirt. Woo. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not every play that you get to get a pancake, but, you yeah. know, there's been a couple of instances where, you know, I guess, you know, where they pulled up film and you know, I get to put somebody in the dirt. So, you know, there's no greater feeling than putting somebody into the ground. And, you know, it can happen, you know, the reverse way. Maybe a defensive lineman kind of puts you into the ground a little bit. But, you know, I'd say there's no greater feeling than, you know, just putting somebody from point A to point B, putting them into the ground. And that's what offensive linemen, you know, that's what they do. That's what it's all about. And to me, I think run blocking is a really it's a key when it comes to, you know, offensive line play. So I enjoy it a lot.
Now, Matt, though, if you're talking about going from point A to point B, let's just say somebody goes a little bit point A, right? Just past point A. Are you a little disappointed that you can't maul them the way that you want to?
For sure. I mean, you know, you always want to move somebody 5 yards down the field. But, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the next play. So, you know, you can't be disappointed whether you let up a sack, whether you have a good play, or, you know, a bad play. You know, the only thing that matters is next play. And in my mindset, you know, whatever happens, next play. So that's the only thing that I really think about.
You know, I've said this before and I'll say it forever, as long as I'm covering this sport. Offensive linemen do most of the work and get very little credit for it, right? Nobody wants to talk about the O-line until there's a problem with it. But I think there's just so much to be said about the physicality, the number of reps, the number of snaps, and how difficult it is to be that first line on the field there between a crushing defense and your quarterback and the rest of the offensive position players. But what are some things that we don't see that are exclusive to being a lineman that you really love about playing this position?
Well, I'd say the preparation part to it. You know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into, you know, game day, whether that's watching film or, you know, understanding what type of defense is in or what type of front's coming up or, you know, what type of pressure. So I think preparation is really huge key when it comes to, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays too. I think 90% of it is what you do into the classroom, what you watch on film, how you watch the opponent, and how you break them down. And then I think 10% is really physical and going out and executing it. So I'd say preparation and, you know, kind of taking care of your body, you know, whether that's in the training room or, you know, going to, you know, the cold tub or anything like that. So I'd say those two things.
Matt, you are a large man. You come in at 6'6". So what is a typical eating day for you? What is a typical meal like for you to get those calories and to get that you know, protein that you need to keep lifting those weights?
Macros, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of different things that I'll eat anything. It really doesn't matter. I can't really jump into this topic too much. I'm trying to eat healthy right now. You know, I mean, honestly, I can't really have anything that's off the top of my head, but like, I'm a big fast food guy, and like, you know, really? I'm sure a lot of women are, and I like fast food. And I don't know. I mean, I guess some of those things, but you know, I like to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, stuff like that. And then, you know, if I need to snack in the off time, I will. So.
Wait, but we did hear about like a specific shake, a protein shake, a like high caloric shake that's very specific for offensive linemen. What goes into something like that? Like, I mean, I'm thinking about like multiple scoops of protein, but like, is it like peanut butter, banana, like everything you could find? I'm trying to think about like the most dense foods, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you know, if you're trying to gain weight, I think it's, you know, multiple scoops of whey protein, and then creatine goes into that too. You know, yeah. Fruit, you know, it'll be some extra, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, I guess it's just water from there. But like, honestly, I haven't been on the gain weight side. So, like, I've been trying to gain and lose weight. But yeah. I've seen, you know, guys that have had, you know, whey protein and peanut butter and stuff like that. So, like, you know.
Yeah,
that's a typical shape for that.
You know what's crazy though, Matt? Like, I remember covering when I was still a correspondent for the NFL Network. My favorite thing was talking to offensive linemen from year one to year two. And a lot of them are still very young men. Sometimes, you know, they go back home. And so many of them are like, my parents are sick of me. Like, they cannot buy enough groceries because the league still dictates, like, you still got to put on 20, 30 pounds, which is wild to me. And they're like, I actually don't want to eat anymore. My parents can't keep going to Costco. Like, it's just this sort of thing. Like, there's a big emphasis of it. But yeah, it's just like, it's fascinating to me for sure.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I mean, my mom,
put your body.
Yeah. My mom has had to, you know, I have two older brothers who are both the size of me too. They didn't play football, but you know, they've had to, you know, go make multiple Costco trips, you know, every couple of weeks. You know, that was the biggest thing. Talking to coaches about, you know, the grocery bill, and that was a funny topic for them as well.
Inflation. This is not okay, Will.
That's right. Yeah, no. But you know what is okay is being able to talk to a team like the Steelers. I mean, you starred at Pittsburgh. What would that mean to go to a place like the Steelers or just to have the interest from them or just have a conversation? What is that like for you as a player who starred at Pittsburgh?
Oh, I mean, it would mean everything to me, you know, coming from Long Island, New York to a football city like Pittsburgh and playing for the University of Pittsburgh in that football city, how much I love the city and, you know, the fans that go into it. It would mean the world to me to play for them for sure, but it would mean the world for me to play for any team as well. But, you know, Pittsburgh holds a special place in my heart. So, you know, it definitely would be a little bit extra special for me. And I have a 30 visit with them coming up in April. So, you know, it's nice. Good to be able to go visit their facilities. You know, I'm right down the road, 5-minute drive. So, you know, it would be exciting for sure. And I think it would bring the best out of me to play for the city that I love. So
that's awesome. Oh, that is awesome. Now, we were talking about playing for the same city. We saw, you know, Kenny Pickett, former Pitt Panther. He then goes and he's drafted by the Steelers and now he's with the Eagles. Have you had a chance to talk to him at all or just about the process or any of that?
Not really. I mean, I haven't had the chance to talk to him since, you know, he's been traded to the Eagles. And, you know, I know he's been a huge Eagles fan when growing up and then eventually going to Pittsburgh and being a Steeler. You know, that was his, you know, I guess kind of journey. But, you know, during the season, you know, he would shoot me a couple texts, you know, saying, you know, you're doing a great job. You know, some of the scouts love you here. And, you know, even when I got injured, he was kind enough to, you know, send me a text, say, get better. And, you know, I'm really excited for you and stuff like that. So, you know, being able to block for him and, you know, see, you know, how far he's come on his journey and, you know, the success he's going to have down the road. He's one of the hardest workers I know and one of the kindest people you'll ever meet and one of the, you know, the most determined people you'll ever meet. And I have a lot of love for Kenny and I think he's going to do big things down the road for the Philadelphia Eagles for sure.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. Has he given you any advice with the draft process at all?
I wouldn't say not too much. You know, he was busy during the season and, you know, it's not like, you know, we're texting back and forth. The only thing I could say that he would tell me is just keep working hard, keep being yourself, keep doing your thing. And that's, you know, that's kind of, you know, the basis of, you know, what he said to me. He told me that, you know, some of the scouts here, they love you, keep grinding and stuff like that. And like I said, he's just a really good guy. And, you know, if I had the opportunity to block for him once again, it would mean the world to me. So
could you imagine a full circle? That would be incredible. Yeah.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt, is your, I know you're from Long Island originally. Is your family still there? I grew up in New York as well.
Yes, my father and my brothers are still in New York, and my stepmother, and then my mother and my stepfather, they moved to Florida. So they're kind of near me. They're coming to visit me later today. And they're moving me out of Pensacola. So yeah.
I'm trying to envision this like draft weekend situation with the family, right? Because as someone who grew up in New York, there's just a different layer of how the celebrations go. Have you been able to picture that weekend, that night, with everybody around you? I can't imagine how excited they are for you in this next step.
For sure. I mean, I'm, you know, I've envisioned the night, plenty of times, and, you know, sure. I hope, and, you know, I can go, second, third day just to be drafted would be a dream come true for me. So I think it would be a great time, and I'm going to have my immediate family around me, on the draft night. And then, that Sunday when the draft is over, going to have, you know, more people, my friends, family, all, you know, around me. So it should be a great time, and I'm going to be excited to celebrate with them for sure.
You know what, Matt, we've had such a fun time interviewing various prospects such as yourself. We like to get to know them and what makes them tick. So with that said, we've been asking different prospects what their hobbies are, you know, something that is not football centric, whether it's gaming or reading or watching movies or watching TV, what is a hobby or maybe a guilty pleasure of yours that maybe people don't know?
Well, I like to play chess, and it's not like, you know, it's not really, a common game that a lot of people like to play. Yeah. It's a complex game. And I think it's a lot like the game of football. It's very complex. You know, you got to think ahead of, the moves you're going to make. It makes you think, but before and after what you got to do. And, that was one thing that I really like to do is just take like a little stressor off myself, just play a game of chess against somebody across the world and, see different tactics and, try to checkmate somebody. And, I like the history of it. And, I like it, just kind of like a de-stressor. So.
Yeah, but still, though, you're amazing. A competitor, though, Matt. Let's be honest. Come on. If somebody is across from you, you're going to want to beat them and beat them bad, my friend,
right? For sure. I mean, the one person who I struggle against is my own brother. And,
And chess?
I beat him, yeah. And, he always plays me and he always beats me. I beat him every once in a while. But, when it comes to trying to play somebody across the board, I want to win. And, that just brings out my competitive nature as well. So
how annoying is it that it's your brother? Probably he lords it over you, right?
Yeah.
For probably weeks.
Yeah. I mean, he taught me. So, I guess the person that, teaches another is always going to be better. But, eventually I'll get my run on him. And,
are you the youngest? The youngest?
I'm
brother?
The youngest.
Okay. Then for sure. Yeah. Do you think it's ever too late to learn how to play chess?
No, I think anybody can pick it up from,
for me.
Yeah, a young kid to an adult. I think, anybody can learn the game. It's very simple, but very complex. And, if you learn the strategies and, the principles of it, and you'll be good to go.
Did you watch The Queen's Gambit?
Yeah. I did watch The Queen's Gambit. Yeah, it's a very, very good series.
You liked it then?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. There was a lot of competitive nature in that with Beth Harmon against, the Russians and stuff like that. So, I liked it a lot. And, it was a very inspiring story. So
I'm going to learn how to play chess now. You have inspired me. I've always been too intimidated to learn.
It's not that bad. I promise you, once you get the basics down, it's very simple.
I'm doing it. 2024. We're learning how to play chess. Queen's Gambit. Incredible. Matt, thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah, Matt.
We are so excited for you and what's to come. And we know that this next chapter, not just for you as a man, but in your football career is going to be incredible. So we appreciate you coming through and taking the time to chat with us a little bit more about your story.
Loved it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. Really, I appreciate the time, you know, letting me come on here and talk to you guys. And, you know, I had a blast. And just thank you once again for, you know,
of course.
You know, interviewing me and viewing me as somebody, you know, worth drafting.
So, are you kidding? Absolutely. And don't forget come us on. Once you're like you're in the league.
Yeah.
And doing something.
No, I'll come back on for a couple more.
Okay. All right.
We have it on tape.
We want to make sure. Okay. Yeah. We do have it on tape now. So sweet. Thanks, Matt.
Enjoy
take care. Good luck.
Process. Take it.
Thank you so much. See you guys soon.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.